Alden, you've been quoted as saying that you would like to see Solo develop along the lines of, you know, several adventures like the Indiana Jones movies. Mm-hmm. Can you expand on that a little?
Well, not really, because I don't know what those would be. You know, yeah. I think that the team behind all these films loves this character so much. I'd love to see, like, the relationships continue and deepen, and there's just, I've loved the Cantina world in that first, you know, in A New Hope. I think this whole world is kind of an extension of that.
Yeah. Are you contracted to do three?
Yeah, three altogether, two more after this. But if we do it, I'm in, and but we don't know that yet. We don't know if we're doing them yet.
That's looking fairly positive at the moment.
We'll see, yeah, I hope so, yeah. Great.
Now, did you audition for the part? In what way?
I auditioned for about 6 months. I had the role, that's right. I had about six different screen tests for it.
Ooh.
The third one was on the Millennium Falcon with Chewbacca.
Yeah, you've said that you are very much ready to not get it.
Yeah, sure. Well, you just assume that, you know, everybody in the world is auditioning for it, so you just don't ever assume that you are going to get it. I think it was like 3,000 people or something.
Yeah. I would presume you consulted the original Han Solo, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was great. You know, we were kind of moving into shooting the film, and it didn't feel right not to sit down with him at all. So I went and had lunch with him, and he was so incredibly gracious and really treated me like his guest and was very encouraging and really supportive of the whole thing.
Is there a bit of the Han Solo about him?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think definitely. I think there's a sort of, he's just a cool, cool guy.
Yeah.
He's very cool.
Now, not being able to talk about the part or the movie for about 2 years, that must have been a bit tiresome, was it?
It is, yeah. I mean, and not only having the role, you know, the toughest part was I had the part in March and we released that I had it in July. So from March, April, May, June, I had the role but couldn't tell anybody. And then in May, it was, you know, leaked that I had it, and then I still couldn't say anything. So then people were coming up to me and congratulating me, and I had to be like, you know, pretend I didn't know what they were talking about.
Now, there's a story about Steven Spielberg seeing you at a bar mitzvah.
Yes.
I think you were on a home movie, was it?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And did he offer you an agent or help you to get an agent?
Yeah, that's right. I made a little kind of silly video for a friend of mine, and it was playing on a loop at her bat mitzvah, and he was there and saw me in the video. And then based on the fact that he had this interest in me, his production company, Leslie Feldman, who's the head of casting for DreamWorks, called some agents, set up some meetings with agents, and I was able to get an agent based on his, you know, vouching for me.
Yeah. Just looking back over some of your history, you've worked with the Coen brothers, Woody Allen, Francis Ford Coppola, and your meeting with Warren Beatty seems to have gone on for a lifetime.
Yes, it was about 6 years.
And what about the other guys, the Coen brothers?
That
sounds like it was
incredible.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they are such brilliant filmmakers, and you know, they keep it close to the vest in terms of how their films are made, etc. And you know, getting to actually work side by side with them, and they're such great guys, and just work with the brilliance of their writing and direction is one of the greatest experiences I've ever had.
Now, you tend to associate these movies, the space movies, with green screen.
Yes.
But there isn't a huge amount in this, is there?
I think there's as little as possible in this. You know, almost everything we did, they did sort of rear projection. So instead of lighting us with lights and then putting green screen, they had these screens, like if there's the ship, around the ship is a screen with the space that we're actually flying through, and we're being lit by that. And, you know, instead of a tennis ball, there is an actual person there in a creature suit, and it's as real as it could possibly be.
Yeah. Now, where do you go from here, Alden?
I don't know. I mean, the greatest joy for me so far has been working with these wonderful filmmakers that I admire so much and getting to be a part of their creative process, being part of, you know, what they want to do. So I just hope to continue to have those kind of experiences. That's my only real...
Have you got something in particular lined up?
Not right now. I'm just reading stuff.
Okay, well, it's a great pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you for your time.